the Scripture ambulance professionals that we represent have decided after such a long time of waiting for the publication of the report to get into engagement with management and the government, they decided in order to have an effective and efficient ambulance service, that it's up to them now to take it on to ensure that this happens. This issue and this dispute with Air Union and the National Ambulance Service and the Department of Health is about making sure that the public get the ambulance service that they are entitled to. And we're not expecting someone to write a cheque for 50 million euros. What we are expecting is to get into a conversation and a discussion whereby incrementally we understand over a certain period of time the funding required will be released and the improvements will be made. But as you can see, Michael, over the last number of years, we've talked about underinvestment in health services. The ambulance service is an absolute frontline service. Everybody's relying on that service. And at the end of the day, we want the public to have confidence in our members, and I think they do. But we also want the public to have confidence that they have the very, very best ambulance service, which they are entitled to. Well, the balloting is the information sessions and balloting is actually commencing over the next number of days. But we have been engaging with our members as much as we can. We want to see what their response is. We have a good understanding of the level of concern in all ambulance stations across the country, what will be said. And we do believe that our members will want the most effective action taken in order to achieve the objective of getting the report published and then getting into engagement. We want to make sure that whatever action we take is effective on bringing the air issue into the public domain. We are very, very reluctant to do something which will actually, in fairness, inconvenience or endanger members of the public. So that's always the conundrum we have to face. But there are many actions that we can take which can make that point and make sure that government understand. And unfortunately, at the moment, the way that this political impasse, that is not helping either.
And will you allow for the formation or wait for the formation of a government before deciding on action?
And no, we won't. We will not, because we've been doing this, we've been involved in this for some considerable time. As far as we're concerned, while the Minister for Health may be operating in a caretaker capacity, at the end of the day, the Department of Health, as a Department of Government, has the overall responsibility for ambulance services. And remember something, Michael. All we are asking for at this stage is the publication of a report that has been going up and down from the headquarters of the HSE to the Department of Health for some considerable months. We're talking about the potential for a strike coming near the mid or end of May. That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're aiming for. Now, at that stage, we'll have an understanding of if the HSE is going to respond. If you do notice, by the way, the Department of Health and the Health Service Executive have had a great deal of difficulty in responding to our position, because our position, as taken by ambulance professionals represented by SIPTU, cannot be deemed as unreasonable. And we are acting not only in the interest of the ambulance professionals who we serve, but we're also acting in the public interest. And we believe that the Department of Health and Minister Radker should understand that and do the appropriate thing. We have also left the door open to continue on with dialogue with the National Ambulance Service Management. But at the end of the day, they cannot publish the report. And what's really frustrating at this stage, Michael, is that we actually basically know most of what's in that report, but we cannot get into a formal engagement until we have a document to talk about.